Hello, my name's Neville Collard. I'm a Noongar Britia from the Whadjuk, Ballardong and Yuwat people. And I'm here to talk about the pied oyster catcher, known by Noongars as Kurin Kurin or Gurin Gurin, depending on which dialect you come from. He's a little bird. You see him on the Swan River, you see him on mud flats, you see him on the sandbars, and he's always picking at worms, fish and at the mollocks. That's hence his name, the pied oyster catcher. The Muridi, and that's the Noongar name for the oyster. Strange that we've got a bird named Gurin Gurin that hasn't got the Noongar name for the oyster. But he's found plentiful along the Swan River, the Derbal Yarragon. He's got a really strong sound of his call, his heep, heep, or pick, 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 pick. That's when you can see him and hear him. I just want to talk about the heritage information of our people. Noongar, or Noongar, is our people, is our tribe, and it extends all down the southwest of Western Australia, down far as Norseman and Esperance, in the south, right through Albany, back up to Durian Bay, and all the land in between there. In our nation is 14 dialects, and it is very distinct dialects, depending on what parts of the land that you come from. Where we are at the moment on the Swan River, this falls within the Moree district or Yallagonga's land, and it extends far as the Moore River. I think the Moore River should have been called the Moree River because that was Moree's land up there. The most influential men around the 1820s were Yallagonga, his brother Mijigaru, and his nephew Yagan, and Yagan's brothers, who was one of them was Munda. When Yagan got speared out in Upper Swan by William Keats, who was only a 13-year-old boy, and his brother James Keats. When William Keats shot Yagan, he shot him in the back of the left side of his head, and he died immediately. But before Yagan's body had hit the ground, William Keats had 15 or so spears sticking out of his body from the Noongars who speared him. James Keats got away, and he got a 30-pound reward for killing Yagan. And then Irwin and Stirling put him on a boat and sent him back to England. And sometime within the next year, he ended up in South Africa, where he subsequently lost his life. So there was payback at the time. Yallagonga, that I know, he was speared. And the spearing of him was ordered by Mijigaru, because Mijigaru lost his son Yagan, who was a Britia, a leader. And so therefore, Yallagonga had to lose someone of the same ilk, and he never had anyone of that ilk, so Mijigaru ordered Yallagonga to be speared. I've heard a story that Yallagonga was drowned, but this I do not know. I've never heard that story previously. Now, immediately after Yagan's was shot, the white men who were present cut his head off and conveyed it to Bull's Cottage, which stands out at Upper Swan. It's called Millhouse Cottage. It's in Millhouse Road near the Vines. And the old building that was owned by Mr. Bull is still there, still stands today. And that's where they took Yagan's skull back there, where it was smoked and put into a glass box and then sent back to England where it was on display within the Tower of London for many years until they buried it in a grave in an old church in London. And then the skull was recovered early in the 2000s by a group of Noongar men who went over there. Now, Yagan's mother was Moiran, and her surname, I believe, was Moiran Muraj, and she was very angry about the white people coming here. And early in her speeches, she said that the bomaga of the white man is wara, which means the smell of the white man is bad. And she wanted all the white men killed. We didn't lose our land. But of course that didn't happen. And Yagan was the opposite to his mother, where he worked as a true leader for his father, Mijigaru, and for his uncle, Yallagonga. And he was their spokesman. And they anointed him as the pacifier, as the liaison person to deal with the early explorers and with the early colonials such as Stirling, Irwin, Ensign Dale, George Fletcher Moore, And George Fletcher Moore befriended Yagan, and whenever Yagan visited Fletcher Moore at his Ellenbrook property, he would throw a spear through the window to let him know that he was there. And Yagan would come into George Fletcher Moore's house. At the time when Yagan was killed, George Fletcher Moore was very saddened by what had happened.